You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's been 3 weeks since bars and restaurants could fully reopen to the public. But health and safety guidelines have limited capacity, and customer concerns about the spread of COVID-19 despite those guidelines have reduced the number of people dining out in Central Ohio. WOSU's Leticia Wiggins has looked into how this has hit Central Ohio's once booming craft brewery industry. She joins us now. Hey, Leticia.
Hi, Claire.
So how hard hit were these companies by the 2 months that they were away from their normal business model?
Yeah, it was a rough couple months for breweries. So 60% of them say that production has slowed and 28% of breweries actually stopped production altogether. So there was a quick response to taproom closures. They pivoted to home delivery and pickup, and that helped a lot. But the bottom line is that most of these breweries don't have the facilities to produce their beers on a large scale. Many breweries don't even have canning facilities. Since I spoke with the Ohio Craft Brewers Association a little over a week ago, though, only two breweries have closed since COVID-19. So the shift to delivery and pickup may have helped. Still, Colin Castor, who's one of the founders of Seventh Son Brewery, told me that the payoff per drink with pickup and delivery isn't anywhere close to the taproom model earnings.
When I sell a can of beer in a six pack to my distributor to a wholesale restaurant account, I get about $1 for that can of beer. When I can home deliver it to somebody, I get about $2. Or if they do carry out at the brewery, I get about $2 for that can of beer. But when I sell it across the bar, I get $6 for that can of beer.
So now that they're allowed to open back up to the public, how are breweries adapting to the realities of COVID-19?
Brewery floor plans have to comply with social distancing guidelines. So keeping that 6 feet of distance between small seated parties and employees at the bar are all required to wear masks. So breweries like Land Grant in Franklinton have a large patio, and that makes the physically distanced seating a non-issue. But other breweries with less real estate, they're pushing for the passage of House Bill 666, which will expand patio seating into parking lots and public grounds and permit the third-party delivery of alcohol. And another way that Land Grant is adapting, co-owner Adam Benner told me, is by making the beer ordering process pretty much touchless.
Customers, they will place an order online, they get a QR code, and they bring it up to the serving stations out in the beer garden, and then our bartenders scan the code and give them the beer. So really the only exchange is the bartender handing the beer.
So where do breweries go from here? What does the future look like?
The future has a lot of uncertainty for breweries, especially since Justin Heminger, the deputy director of the Ohio Craft Brewers Association, says breweries are largely seen in their communities as social gathering sites.
They've become these community gathering places, and you know, right now gathering is not in the best interest of public health. So you have to make a pivot and figure out how to ride it out.
The supply and demand chain is out of whack right now, and it's hard for brewers to predict how much beer to brew and even what types of beer to brew. Although Heminger says that brewers are really resilient. 4 new breweries actually opened in the last month, so there's a lot of hope that these business owners will come out all right on the other side.
Wow. Well, Leticia Wiggins, thank you so much for your reporting.
Yeah, thank you so much, Claire.